This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is a daily radio broadcast which is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. The International Gospel Hour is a national and international radio broadcast covering both this nation and several other nations as well. Please do look up in your local newspaper to see times for this broadcast. Now today we continue a study in which we've been involved for some time, great lessons we learn from the account of the conversion of the man of Ethiopia as found in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Already we have finished four great lessons and a number of sub-lessons under each one of those, and presently we're engaged in discussing the fifth of the great lessons, some things we learn about baptism. Already we have pointed out that we have learned that it is involved in the preaching of Jesus. You cannot fully and adequately and accurately preach Jesus Christ without preaching the baptism which he himself commanded to be preached in the Great Commission, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Also, we have learned that the element of this baptism, the one baptism which is effective for men today, Ephesians 4, 4 to 6, is to be done in water, not in the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48. Next, we learn that it is immersion. Notice carefully how common sense would help us to see the answer to the question, how is New Testament baptism accomplished anyway? Is it by the minister putting his fingers in a little water and flicking a few drops in the face of an infant? Or is it taking some kind of a container, a pitcher of water perhaps, and pouring water on the head of the subject to be baptized, so-called? Or is it an actual burial and immersion? The Bible makes clear that it is an immersion. Notice carefully in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. The Apostle Paul said, "So then, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." Notice carefully. We were buried, therefore, with him in baptism. You see, friends, baptism is a burial. The very meaning of the word baptizo, from the Greek word from which we have our English transliteration, baptize, I baptize, is immersion, to dip, plunge, or immerse. And so one is simply not baptized in obedience to Jesus Christ when he has merely had a little water sprinkled or poured upon him. This is a human invention. It is not what we find in the New Testament at all. And so if one is to be baptized in obedience to the Christ, if he is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then he must be immersed, and he must be in water, and it must be in obedience to Jesus Christ. That means it must be for the right purpose. It isn't enough merely to have been immersed in water. It must be for the right reason. If I were to say that you're to be baptized so that you might join some civic organization, that would not be the right purpose. And if a preacher tells you that you're to be baptized because you have already been saved at the point of your faith in Christ, that would not be accurate either. And to be baptized in that fashion is not actually to be baptized with Jesus' baptism. That is, with baptism in his name or by his authority. It is rather to be involved in merely a human act. We find in the scriptures in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Apostle Peter, speaking to believers, said, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Notice that baptism is unto the remission of sins. But our time is gone for today. Please do be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our prayer.